O Eternal Father, I come to you through the heart of my Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Through this divine heart, I adore you for those who do not adore you. I love you for those who do not love you. I gratefully acknowledge you to be my God. Amen. We'll say happy birthday this morning to Rachel Ferguson. Lord, we know that every life is a sacred gift. Thank you for giving Rachel to the Duchenne community and for giving her another year of life. Amen. Morning, everyone. My name is Mike Eisenbath. I graduated from Duchenne in 1979. I'm going to tell you just a little bit about myself. I've been married to Donna for almost 31 years, and she's a St. Dominic graduate, so I love her anyway. We have four kids. All are Duchenne graduates. Jessica was in the class of 2003. Josh was a class of 2005. Aaron graduated in 2006. And Kara in 2009. All of them still live and work around here, see them all the time, and we've got two grandsons, so we get to see them quite a bit as well. I spent only 3 years in college thanks to a lot of advanced college credit courses from Duchenne and a whole bunch of extra work squeezed into those 3 years at Mizzou. My degree was from the prestigious School of Journalism. I always make sure I say prestigious. And I was a sports writer, a professional sports writer for more than 20 years, with 18 of those at the Post-Dispatch. Part of my duties there, I covered high school sports, St. Louis University basketball, and Cardinals baseball and Major League Baseball for a long time. I left that job in 2002 because of major clinical depression, and I became a financial advisor for 5 years. And now I supervise about 120 financial advisors for Edward Jones. I still write a lot. I don't write for money, but I still write a lot. I have a monthly column in the St. Louis Review. I try to write about 3 times a week for my own personal website. I write for 4 national Catholic websites. I have 3 books that are out. One of them is about my experiences with depression. And I'm on the National Alliance on Mental Illness Board of Directors and do a lot of speaking and writing relating to mental illness, which has kind of become a passion of mine. Most of my writing actually involves my Catholic faith, though. My wife and I are really active in our church at St. Cletus, and I'm in formation with the Secular Carmelites Order, and that means I pray an awful lot, probably about 2.5 hours a day spent in prayer. I was really active during my time at Duchenne, both inside and outside school, ranging from writing for the school newspaper to being class president and doing a lot of work for the Key Club. My favorite memories actually, though, involve all the hard work and the challenges academically. I was really competitive with others to be my best, and Duchenne enabled me to do that with some great teachers and curriculum and just a whole lot of fantastic support. So I want to thank you this morning for your time. Have a great Friday, a wonderful homecoming. Everyone be safe, and go Pioneers!